And it's interesting, of the 70% of the radiation oncologists who would use radiation, almost half would also use androgen deprivation.
Yeah, I think that point is well stated, and that is that the BOLA study and subsequent RTOG studies really have, I'd say, fairly quickly made an impact in practice, in that since this gentleman has Gleason score 7, although the PSA is less than 10, 25% to 30% of the respondents and the radiation oncologists would add androgen deprivation, and one could not disagree based on that study. The duration of androgen deprivation is still somewhat unclear, be it 1 year or 2 years or more. But if I were to perform a prostatectomy, of course, I would not, and consistent with the views here, add androgen deprivation at this point. Now, once the gentleman is 78 years old, clearly there is no very large group, with the exception of the strong feeling by the radiation oncologists, and that is 72% of them, feel that external beam radiation therapy and one-third would add androgen deprivation as the proper treatment or the best treatment choice for this individual. And actually, there's not too much of a different view from the urologists. At 78, of course, virtually nobody would perform major surgery, but either brachytherapy or external beam would be a good consideration. Of interest, though, in total, 29% of the urologists would add androgen deprivation, which is actually only slightly lower than suggested by the radiation oncologist. So it's interesting that probably because the PSA of 8, they don't believe this is sufficiently high risk to add the androgen deprivation and the side effects that that brings with it.
How would you approach the 78-year-old?
I would certainly counsel the individual, and there the key is, of course, how long you think this individual is going to live. Because another very reasonable choice would be androgen deprivation alone. I don't see that as a bad alternative. I have a bias, and again, I think there is no data to indicate that it's correct, that androgen deprivation is somewhat less well tolerated in men in their late 70s. It's just the occasional, and probably as a urologist, you tend to see that patient, because if they develop hematuria, they're going to see a urologist. If they develop rectal bleeding, they're going to see a gastrointestinal surgeon or a colorectal surgeon. And it's those few patients that tend to bias one. So I would counsel the patient, if he wants a cure, then I think it's entirely reasonable that he has radiation therapy. I personally don't perform brachytherapy, so I would either advise him to see a combination of a urologist and a radiation oncologist who are very good at that, and that's quite reasonable. Most of the patients I would talk to would be referred for external beam radiation therapy.